Okay, we've got the 520 number here.
Hey, Jeff, it's Don McKinnon.
Hey, Don.
Thanks for your program and thanks for everything. This is awesome.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So here's my setup. I've got a list of about 100 people who have either downloaded free book or taken my work, one of my workshops. And I created a video training of the workshop that I teach. It's
okay.
Usually live about 4 hours. When I videotape it or when I work one-on-one, I can deliver it in about 2 hours.
Okay.
And it's broken down into two modules. First module is how do people get stuck in negative emotions and self-defeating thoughts, like on a scientific basis, what's happening in the brain.
Okay.
And I broke that down into an introduction and 8 lessons, which are individual video clips about, you know, 5 to 10 minutes each.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to give that away as free content and then sell the entire program, which includes the second module, which is also about 50 minutes, which gives them this very specific steps for how they move out of where they're stuck and into more empowering emotional states and self-affirming thoughts and how they can stabilize themselves there. And so in the first module, in those lessons, I make reference to the second module, always kind of creating a situation so that it becomes the logical step that they would want to buy the 6 steps for how to get out of where they're stuck. So I have some questions around pricing, and so one of them has to do with if I give away that half of the 2-hour program, they're kind of designed to do that, but if I give that away, do you think that might diminish the perceived value if I've already given away half of it?
Yeah, I think it would. I think you can give away a good chunk of it, but I would like to. I think like 30% is more what you need to be doing. So like if you could give away not like every one of those videos, or if you could trap them down. So because I mean, you know, in reality, what you're proposing is just 100% dead on. I mean, basically, what you're doing is you're helping them identify the problem. And then you're holding back on the full solution.
Right.
That's good, correct thinking. But there's also this, people have in their head this scale. And if you give them some, on that scale, they're thinking, I got 60 minutes for free. Do I want to pay a bunch of money for 120 minutes?
Right.
And so I think you really do have to hold back a little bit or tighten up, do some editing. So maybe even do cover all those areas, but instead of, you know, you cut down on them. So, you know, instead of 5 minutes for each one, you do it in 2 minutes. Or
mm-hmm.
probably better is if you covered half of them, you know, and
right.
give them 15 minutes. It's probably the best way to go. And then the other question is can you take it, you know, the 2 hours, and can you blow it out into a third module too? You know, how does
well I have stuff? I do, but it's probably not like I could spend I have a second whole class that would be, you know, which is actually 5 hours, well, 5 1.5 hour teleseminar class that I do, but I just don't have the ability to put that into I actually have the audio of that I could add as part of the package or a bonus or something like that. And I'm also looking at the group that I have. This particular group has more been people that I've met in person than has come through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, the pricing has been no more than $100 for either my one-on-one coaching or my class. But I'd ultimately like to sell it for, you know, in the $150, $200 range with bonuses and maybe monthly calls where people can ask questions, something to, you know, puff it up.
Right.
But a lot of these people have the mindset of its value. So I want to do 20 people who go. So I'm kind of jumping ahead, but you did give me some good input about how to do that. I want to be able to have 20 people go through this, where after each one of the video segments, they will agree to go through a survey, and it'll kind of force them through a survey where they'll give me feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be in exchange for a very reduced price.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like a good idea?
Yes, it does. As long as it's
simple.
Well, yeah, simple, but also, I mean, you can't, as long as the survey is not forcing them to give you testimonials.
No.
That wasn't how
I designed it.
Okay.
That's not how I designed it. It's more, it just like I followed your format. You know, what did you like about it? What didn't work? What questions didn't I answer? That's basically it. And then as they actually go through the steps, they'll give me specific information, so I'll actually know that people are going through the process, and if they're not, where are people getting hung up?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got that developed. And I guess the other question is, I'm thinking about doing this to these 20 people, telling them that ultimately this package is going to be, let's say, $197, and I'm going to offer it to them for $49, which isn't, you know, does that seem reasonable?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that helps me a lot to not give away the farm and, you know, not give away half, because I could see how there's a scale there.
Yeah, the reality is we're comparison machines. Our brains are built that way. In fact, it's really difficult for us to make a decision if we don't have a frame of reference. And I'm talking any decision throughout our life. We're always looking for a frame of reference. And once we have that frame, then, okay, now, boy, we could, and the best, easiest way is when we can make comparisons. And that's just, our brains are incredible calculator machines that way. And so, you know, in this case, you're saying half for free or, you know, the whole thing for 47 or 187, whatever. It's like, oh, boy, you know. And so you don't want to make the comparison that stark and that evenly balanced between what they're getting and not getting.
Yeah, I could see out of the first nine lessons in the first module, I could see if I gave away three or four of those, I could see ones that would be the most poignant,
right.
Which would be easier for me at this point than having to go through and re-edit everything, which has been semi-monumental. I had no idea what I was. I did live video. For anyone listening, it's so much easier to do what you've done, Jeff, with you know, the PowerPoint presentations or any type of a screen capture than it is to try and do live video. For a two-hour video, I had sat down and did 30 hours of editing with a professional editor, and I mean, it would have been so much easier with PowerPoint and a screen capture.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know what's funny is that isn't always true.
Really.
Because in a lot, depending on the live presentation, like say if it's a video, say of you giving a live event, you can make mistakes and flub stuff up and start and stop, and people will accept that. But when you go to screen capture, then all of a sudden the tolerance drops down quite a bit,
and scrutiny goes up. Yeah,
exactly, and it's easier. People are so keyed into the audio that they'll hear little flubs and they'll hear mixed, they'll hear cuts and they'll see cuts easier.
All right.
So in some ways, the screen cap's a lot easier, and you can do it in your bathrobe, you know. And
right.
But in other ways, it can be more time consuming. In my pre-launch, you know, for Product Launch Formula, you know, the first video that we released, which is, I think, about a 12 or 14-minute video, I literally spent probably 3 days or more on that thing, just re-recording, getting the audio on and on and on and matching it all. And then the last thing I did was where I took people to walk in the woods, and that thing, we just sort of shot that, like just walked outside and talked and shot it.
Right.
The dogs were barking in the background, didn't matter. You know, it's like I forgot stuff. You know, I had to look at my notes. Didn't matter. You know, so
right. Well, it's kind of then that likability is, and I'm like, you're like me, kind of a factor comes into play.
Yeah.
Well, I sat down with a friend who for 30 years was a professional TV and movie editor, and so I think that could be why it took so long too.
Right. Yep. Yeah, I know that's definitely the case. Once you start working with a pro, they have these, you know,
standards.
Exactly.
He didn't want it going out there with his name on it that didn't look really good.
Exactly. You know? In fact, I was just talking about my pre-launch videos, and in my first video, which was a screen cap, the one that took me 3 or 4 days,
yeah.
Well, Andy Jenkins was helping me out. You know, Andy, you know, has won an Emmy for video editing, you know. And so, like, he kept on sending me back, and stuff. I'm like, Andy, this is incredible. It's unbelievable. Now, can you make it look ugly because it's coming from me? And I am dead serious. Like, we have to go back, and then I get back, and I'm like, oh.
Dummy it down.
Oh, we got to make this look ugly. Andy, take those animations out of there. I love you, man. Thanks so much, but can you make this look ugly?
Hey, but the other thing you haven't mentioned, just as an aside for people listening, is that you talked about Camtasia, but there's CamStudio is an open source software, and it works pretty darn good. It works really close to Camtasia in a lot of cases.
Yeah, that's true for everyone. It's basically a free version. I've personally never used it.
I've used them both.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I've used them both, and I think it works really well. Anyway,
I mean,
Jeff, thanks.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're awesome, and thanks so much for everything.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad. Sounds like you're going to do good with this.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, now we're going to go to Charles.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello, you there?
Yep. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
This is Charles. I'm in Harrisburg, and I think I have a combination of seems like something that all of the callers do. I'm doing a seminar for small business here in the local market. The back end to the first of all, it's going to be an all day seminar. It's going to be eight hours, and the small business owners will learn pretty much very basic SEO, and then how they can use their web presence to generate leads. And then how to use those leads in order to talk to their customers through a mailing list and things like that.
Okay.
The way that I process I've gone through, I think, up to week three in the course, and I just want to kind of make sure that I'm processing this the right way. I don't really have a list, so I know that the first thing I need to do is to generate a list of these of local business owners. But the way to interact with them would be to, I guess, be using my blog to interact with them, putting free content up on basic, you know, even more basic SEO, but then talk about the benefits of all of the things that I'm going to be talking about in the seminar without telling them exactly what I'm going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so am I thinking about that right so far?
Well, I think what I would try to do is I try to drive them onto a list. So, you know, if you're going purely local, and I'm guessing that are you going to want to do a series of these, or is it?
Yeah, eventually I think, but this is going to be one big one.
So, okay.
But I do want to bring them back for other things, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not going to reach all of the small business owners in your area with one conference. I mean,
that's correct. Okay, right. Yep. About that.
So I'm thinking, like, you want to put what kind of price point are you looking at here?
Well, you know, I did one early in February at $9.97, and I had one person there.
Okay.
That might be the wrong price.
Yeah. 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 I'm thinking they're probably going to, you know, there's a lot of ways you go with this, but I think you put them in at $97, and then you sell them, once they're in there, then you sell them into some type of continuity program. Be the way I'd go.
Right. Yep.
And so, you know, $97, and really, you know, maybe cut it down to 4 hours. Like, the small business owners are, like really busy, and can they take a full day out? So that's something to ponder as well. And you might have it right, but, you know, 4 hours might be better. I try to put 30 to 50 people in the room, okay? And I do that through it's sort of like a seed launch type of thing. You put 30 to 50 people in the room, and or 30 to 100, you know, but you're aiming at least at 30 people, and yeah, I'd go and give a talk at the Chamber of Commerce. Just local publicity is usually really easy to get local coverage in local papers, and probably not like the main Harrisburg paper, but like the smaller little ones. And
right.
And if you have a local, like a local business journal,
yep.
Those are like, oh my gosh, it's almost hard not to get publicity in those, and start, you know, put it out there. And then I think, you know, you want to talk about, I mean, getting local listings. Teaching people how to get local listings is like brain dead simple, right? I mean, it's just, you know, if someone's looking for Harrisburg, you know, auto detailing, you know, it's not very hard to get a number one listing there. So you're going to be able to create, you know, real success stories. And that's what you're going to try to do with these first 30 people. And they're going to think you're like some god. And so, you know, and then start turning those people that you've run through your programs, start turning them into affiliates, right?
Affiliates, okay.
Small business owners talk to other small business. They all know each other. And have them, you know, be more, instead of like a, you know, a massive affiliate program, these are like a one-on-one. And so they know if they, you know, they can, if they send two people to you, and that's the numbers these people are going to be thinking about, they just tell three people about you, and you're going to pay them, you know, full $97 plus, you know, a third of the recurring, or forget about the recurring. Just tell them you're going to pay them, pass along a full $97 to them, or $70 of it, or something like that. I think, you know, this isn't like a super flash one-hit wonder you're going to make $1 million, but I think you can build a thriving business pretty quickly doing something like that and aiming at doing one of these, you know, 4 or 8 hour things every, you know, whatever, 45 days or something.
Right. How would you, and I know you're not necessarily, the publicity is just kind of generated by me kind of getting around. Would you do something like, so you wouldn't do anything like a teleseminar or anything like that ahead of time?
No, I probably wouldn't. My gut feel is that most small business owners don't really understand the concept of a teleseminar. And,
okay.
And I think I would try to drive them to a list. So if you got into the business journal, what would it be? It'd be calling up the reporter, telling them, you know, that you're in this business of teaching people how to get leads online and generate business online, you know, small businesses that you've had great success. And, you know, that you got some great ideas that people, you know, you'd love to do, have them do an interview with you. You can give them real world actionable stuff that, you know, people can take from that article. And so you give them a couple tips, you know, then you use a website, you give a website, and the website is going to be a squeeze page. And you're going to tell them, you know, to get more of these tips, go to this website and, you know, Harrisburg SEO or whatever, Harrisburg Internet Leads or whatever. And then once you get them on there, you know, I think this is sort of a perpetual launch. You put them, you know, you send them, you send them autoresponder, and the autoresponder is going to have a bunch of tips. And, you know, give them basic tips, basic SEO, you know, I'll put it your title tag, you know, I mean, just, because these people, a title tag is going to be like rocket science to them, right? And so give them the basics, and then, you know, either have it built in your autoresponder or every time you do an event, then go through a little mini launch and tell them what they're going to get for $97. You thought this stuff was good? Well, it's going to, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. What I'm going to show you in just 4 hours or 8 hours, whatever, is going to be this, this, and this, and this. And not only that, but we're going to show you exactly how to build the site. We're going to give you this free software, yada, yada. And, I mean, I think it's going to be a pretty easy sale myself.
Yeah, and you think the price point, the price point is really about 97, 200 some odd for 4 hours or something like that.
I'm just guessing, but I just don't think your typical small business person, I think they're going to freak out at $1,000. So it might be 97, or it might be 197, or it might even be 297. If it's, and you're going to have to make it sound like it's going to have them think it's going to be like the easiest thing in the world. You're going to do it for them. You know, that they're going to be very scared of the technology. So you're going to have to make it feel very easy, sound very easy. And, you know, they would probably, yeah, it could be $300. But I think 97, 147, 197, and I would really go for the back end, go for the continuity piece, because I think you can win on that.
Yeah, something like a little online coaching or something like that.
Online coaching, especially like, you know, I mean, all those people, they're dying. They don't know it, but, I mean, autoresponders could completely transform their business. So if you're, if you know, part of the monthly deal was you'll supply them with new autoresponder messages every month or something like that.
Yes. Okay. Right. Okay. All right. Good. Good. That kind of gives me some direction here. And the, I guess the, in terms of the actual consulting service, like for instance, if they need to have a site built, would they get a break on that if they come to the seminar? Would you give them, or is that the kind of thing that, you know, just the continuity program is?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to, you know, the seminar is your selling mechanism, and whether it's continuity or whether it's consulting, you're going to have to feel that one out. You're probably going to want to test it out. You're obviously going to test offers. So I'm not really sure. You know, just strictly, you know, not selling anything at the event, but having a, you know, you talk about, we did this for our clients, we did this for our clients. Well, then everyone's going to ask, well, you know, how do I become a client? How do I give you money? And so that might be a better deal, just going straight to consulting and not worrying about the continuity. But, you know, that's really going to depend. I mean, you're going to have to feel that one out and test it out as you go along. But it's not going to take very long to identify which way to go.
Okay. And my last question sort of connected to this was, I was thinking of offering them as a service. You know, and I don't know if you're familiar with the send-out card service, but I was thinking about offering them that as a service at the end. But then I was thinking, you know, in a separate, you know, kind of almost in a separate thing, is it impossible to launch that whole thing as a business model or as a for instance, does, I guess the question is, does PLF work, let's say, with, you know, even though it might be a bit lowbrow, with what would be considered to be a multi-level business? Can you do it with?
Yeah, it does. And in fact, it works specifically with send-out cards. David Fry used Product Launch Formula to basically become the number two distributor in send-out cards over the period of one weekend.
Yeah.
But to do that, you need a list. If you're gonna use PLF with a multi-level, then you need a list. That's one of those times where you really do need the list.
Okay.
So he had a small business list already and was able to do a launch, bundle up bonuses to go along with send out cards, and, you know, bingo, he's, you know, had his very sizable business. So you definitely can use it, but, there's launches you can do without a list, but that's not one of them.
That's not one of them. Got it. Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks very much, Jeff. I appreciate the course. And I appreciate your time today.
Oh, you're welcome, Charles.
All right.
Okay, and now we have Veronica.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Veronica. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. I am planning an environment called the Black Mastery Challenge,
right,
beginning in the month of February for Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an online challenge, and the upsell will be to my whole, you know, my free report, my product, my audio program. And I'm formulating it as a blog, and I'm bringing in, I have someone getting big JV partners in the Black community for me. So really, he's got an aggregate of like 9 million viewers that he can put into partnerships with me so that people can do that, and we'll use video to kind of put on their sites to drive them back to the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is...
Veronica, hold on for a sec. Why don't you just tell people just in 30 seconds or 60 seconds about your background and your family history and where this is coming from.
Okay.
Am I putting you on the spot too much?
No, it's okay. I'm rehearsed at this. Well, I am the daughter of a former Black Panther who has been incarcerated for the last 34 years, and so when my dad was, before he went to prison, we had a really dramatic and colorful life, kind of living underground and running from the cops. Fast forward to today, I am a life and business coach, and I have developed a program for people of African descent that uses hypnosis and neuro-linguistic programming and other really advanced modalities to deal with what I call their internalized racism or their internalized victim talk. So it's a way to kind of get Black folks empowered around their identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've developed a product that actually does that, and it's very hot and very effective. And so I'm doing a lot of joint venturing with leaders in the Black community to kind of get the word out. So.
Okay. And this is one of those situations where the I'm a lot like you
uh-huh.
might not work literally
uh-huh.
because, not too many people grew up in the underground on the run.
Yeah.
But I think you've been able to take your story and make it universal.
Yes.
Or somewhat universal.
Yes.
And so Veronica and I have been actually bouncing emails back and forth for probably a year now.
Yeah.
And this has been evolving over time, and you had a PDF report.
Yeah, it's at theblackpaper.com if anybody wants it. It's free, and it's actually got some publishing deals from some pretty prestigious publishing houses. I want to get through the product side of this whole thing first before I sit down and write the book. But it's
yeah.
a great PDF.
Could you give the URL again?
Sure. It's www.theblackpaper.com.
Okay.
So it's a free report there, and it's pretty good if I do say so myself.
Okay. So sorry to derail you there.
No, it's fine. So anyway, we've come up with this whole brainstorm around this challenge, this online challenge. And so it's going to be real simple. It's going to be a blog. And we've got some major partners that are really interested in it. And I've got somebody really selling the whole concept to them for me, which is great. My question is, I'm considering making the online challenge free. But I'm thinking that maybe a better strategy to drive consumption of the product is to require them to buy the product to enter the challenge, or is that too pushy?
Well, okay. So you want to drive consumption.
Yes. They're going to be getting content. I'm doing this real simple. It's going to be a blog that they opt into, and they will always have an opportunity to get the free report or get the product, and they'll get a weekly video and just some content from me via autoresponder. So it'll be real simple just to help them create a big, we're calling it Master Your Miracle, do one big goal over a 30-day period, right? So they'll be getting free content from me, but if they really want to accelerate the results, they'll want to get the program.
Right.
So do I insist that they get the program so that I can drive consumption and also make it sweeter maybe for the JV partners, or do I just let them come into contact with me and this system and then intend that they upsell, they'll upsell themselves because the content's good?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Well, okay, let's step back here. What's the price point?
Okay.
How much are you going to sell it for?
I'm going to sell it the downloadable one is $147 and the CD set is $177.
Okay.
It's seven discs.
Okay. Okay. And the let's talk about your JV partners.
Okay.
It sounds like you have potential to reach some very big lists.
Big time. Yeah.
Now, are these people or organizations, are they used to promoting these type of offers?
No, because I think that this whole notion of JVing is very different in this world. here's what they are used to promoting offers. They're not used to getting affiliate payments, commissions on the back end. What they are used to doing is having little pieces of video content that are sponsored. And the guy that's brokering it for me, this is the business that he's in, and these are some of his partners. So they would have a sponsor. So it would be a little sponsored ad, little 3-minute trailer, with me on there. And it would drive it back to the challenge. So there'd be a revenue share on the sponsorship side, and then I would kick back a percentage, like say 25% or $25 or something, back to the JV partners for the commission.
Okay. So that's what they're used to.
They're used to just doing it on the sponsor side. They're not used
okay.
to doing it on the yeah.
Okay. So they're used to getting it like a CPM type of deal, like.
Yes.
Like,
okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I'm thinking if they're used to getting a sure thing, but probably you're probably going to make more money for them. I'm going to bet the way this works out. And so I think your challenge is getting money to them quickly, and so
right
because otherwise they're going to bail on it, you know, because they're used to getting paid up front.
They'll get paid up front on the sponsorship side.
Yeah.
With the ads that get placed, but that's why I'm saying, would I want to insist that people purchase the program to do the challenge so that it's a little bit more of a sure thing on the payout for the partners?
Yeah. Well, tell me about the challenge. What?
There's a couple of things. I'm saying it's the first Black History Month post-inauguration, and so I'm doing kind of a cute thing where I get Black History Month renamed to Black Mastery Month. It's just a little kind of a publicity ploy, but it'll be cute. But what I'm going to have people do is just, you know, take, like let's say, a 60-day big goal that they want to create, and it's going to be a contest. And they will choose one goal, and they'll, you know, chime in on the blog about their progress. And they'll just get content from me on an autoresponder once a week. For the duration of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So it's like an online coaching program where they create this big result, and it'll be judged by kind of a celebrity judging panel at the end, and I'm also hunting out for a cash prize for me, that they'd win a prize, the person that did the biggest outcome.
Okay. I mean, I love the idea of doing the challenge as a one-month deal leading into a launch, and not
mm-hmm.
sort of like as an ongoing where they do it month after month, but just do a one-shot
mm-hmm.
challenge. I mean, that's just a natural to lead into. Can you do it as a one-week thing?
I think it's too short.
Okay, that's fine. I love the idea. I mean, it's almost sort of like the Ed Dale with the 30-day challenge.
Right.
Like
Bill Phillips with the online, you know, challenge
yep.
before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love a 30-day challenge, you know, Black Mastery Month. It's just a perfect fit. Everything about it's perfect. The question is, can you get partners to buy into waiting, you know, a month till they see results?
Well, they're already interested. Because my guy's been he's got an on long-standing relationship with them, so they're already interested and ready to bite, just kind of on his word. They just need to see the website.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not used to getting that revenue anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you could pull that off, I think that's a great way to do it. And I would do it for free because, you're going to get, you know, 100 times greater participation, and yet – the percentage of people that sign up, that consume and follow through is going to be smaller than if they paid, but the numbers will end up being bigger because you'll reach so many
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in other words, if it was paid, 50% of them might do it. If
mm-hmm.
it was paid, maybe 25% of them might do it.
Okay.
But if you reach 100 times more people with the free deal,
yeah.
then, you know,
but really, it's also about putting this whole concept on the map, and this
right.
is my shot to kind of put it on the map once and for all.
Right. And, I mean, this is totally, you know, we talked about publicity, you know, a few minutes
yep.
ago.
Yep.
Obviously, this is all, you know, huge opportunity for publicity.
Well, I'm thinking that I would ask one thing, and maybe I would ask the partners potentially to do a press release about it, because I think that, you know, they're going to read theirs much more. I will have a publicist also, but I would also really ask them to do press releases on it.
Yeah. I mean, if you could have them do press releases that send, like, if you could have it hosted, say, on their site, you know, at least like the entry form or the initial piece of content, so they could run publicity to drive people to their site. And then when people sign up, then, you know, they get into the funnel. I mean, that's a win-win for them, because now they're part of something that's getting, you know, bigger than them.
Traffic back to them, too. Okay.
Yeah, sending traffic back to them. They're looking like the good guys for providing this really cool piece of content, this cool contest, this cool thing. Their sponsors then, you know, make up a little graphic that, you know, they're sponsors of
Black Master Channel. My guy says he can do like a widget, and we would do like a banner, on their site to drive people back, and that would all be affiliate coded back home to the challenge site.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Then we would track their, you know, once they come in, we would know then once people consume the product, then we'd be able to kick it back to them. So you're saying keep it free and then just throw publicity at it.
Yeah. I mean, the only catch with keeping it free is, you know, getting the partners to work with you. But it sounds like you got the relationship, and especially if you can do things like widgets, and then what you're talking about there is a real partnership. It's beyond, you know, an affiliate deal. It becomes a partnership. And
right.
And of course, are you going to do this? You got to be doing social media on this too, right? I mean, this is just cries out for Twitter and for Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on social media. Yeah, I would. I mean,
you got to do a Facebook presence and a Facebook group, and then,
okay, yeah, I can do that.
And then have people, and then Twitter, I think, is a big one.
Yeah, and I've got a strong Twitter list, actually.
And I mean, like, the inauguration, and Twitter's going to, like, probably completely melt down the day of the inauguration.
Right.
I mean, it's going to go insane.
Right. Right.
So you can tap into that stream.
The other thing is that I'm going to do a weekly, so they'll get content from me, one video trailer, teeing it up, and then the content for the week. And then I'm also going to do a weekly thing called the Veronicast on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to just coach so that I can really demonstrate my coaching chops, like laser coaching chops.
Yeah.
So there'll be an ongoing kind of a little radio presence.
Awesome. It's going to be exciting.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
Yay, thank you.
Exciting. I mean, you're going
all to be, coming together.
You're going to be really busy for the next couple of months. I mean, like, don't plan on sleeping for the next 6 weeks, but yeah, I think it sounds like it's all coming together.
Yeah, now's the time. I can't really wait on sleep on this one. So
right, and to tell you the truth, Veronica, that is the biggest problem. You know, is you know, when you're doing a launch, it's really nice not to have a hard deadline. You know, like it's you don't want to, like, I'm trying to think of ones I've been involved with, you know, like, I mean, if you do one like around, say, based around Halloween, you know, well, Halloween's coming, you know, it's not going to move for you. And a lot of launches, you end up pulling them off later than you expect. So here, you know, with the hard deadlines, that's going to be your biggest challenge.
Yeah.
But
yeah, the back end is built.
The opportunity is so great that you can't.
Right, and the back end is built and tested, right? The whole AWeber, e-commerce, all that's built and tested. It's just now putting this blog structure in front of it and the affiliate structure in front of it.
Yep.
That's
cool.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I will make it free then.
Good. Very exciting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let me see. My screen comes back to me after my screensaver kicked in. Okay, that was our last question. If anyone else has got a question, press *1 right now. Go ahead. We got a couple more popping in here. Hello, Greg?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I saw on your Facebook status today that you've been talking with Yannick about plans for his underground and maybe putting something together for PLF people.
Yep, that's true.
You want to expand any or?
No, I just it's all up in the air right now. In the past, I've done little like receptions and stuff at some events, and I'd like to do a reception. But it's contingent on being able to find, you know, get a room and a whole bunch of other stuff. So, you know, if we pull that off, I'll be sending it out. So for anyone in the D.C. area or anyone who's attending, you know, they'd all be invited. And we've done them in the past a bunch, and it's been a lot of fun. But, we're just starting to talk to the hotel now and try to get it figured out.
Okay.
But I'll definitely be at the event in one form or another, and hopefully we'll have something for PLF owners.
Okay. Well, that kind of leads me into, you know, we're here at the last phone call. What would you say is the most important things that we do over the next 6 months?
Oh, boy. Personally, first of all, always focus on list building. Always focus on building your presence. And it can be Facebook, it can be Twitter. Look at every one of those as being, you know, a list building opportunity, and always focus on list building. And then, I think the thing I've tried to stress over and over throughout the course is always focus on the conversation and staying in the conversation and maintaining the conversation, because, you know, especially with the current economic times, you know, that is what makes you competition-proof, is having the relationship and having that conversation. And I know it's sort of like a, you know, hippie groovy, holistic, you know, it's not like about making $1 million today, but that's what's going to sustain and build your business over time. And sort of tangential to that is, you know, create things that your prospects and your clients want, you know, instead of just, you know, I look at the people that haven't done well with Product Launch Formula, it's because they sort of invented something that, you know, that they thought they wanted, they thought the market might want, but they didn't ask the market, and they didn't maintain that conversation with the market. So I try to be as pragmatic and as concrete in my course as I can, but I really do think that those are the things that really over time strategically build your business is building that client list, building the prospect list, and continuing to stay in a conversation and a relationship with them and giving them what they want.
Okay.
So that's the message I'm really trying to get out there. And it's funny because a lot of people look at Product Launch Formula and these product launches and they think it's all about making a ton of money fast. But, you know, I think as people have been through the course have seen, that's not what I'm about and that's not what I'm preaching. So I think that's, to me, is the thing to really focus on, especially this year.
Okay. I've got a $4,000 to $5,000 budget this year to, you know, increase my knowledge or do things. Would you recommend spending the bulk of that more on courses or more on seminars?
Well, boy, that's such an individual question. There are so many good, high-quality courses out there now compared to, you know, when I started. It's amazing. And I think everyone on the call and everyone listening, you guys probably know who my buddies are. And I think my buddies tend to be the people that are putting out the really high-quality stuff. And frankly, I don't know what's coming. You know, I know Mass Control's coming. That's going to be released in a few weeks. And I think very highly of Frank and his stuff. But also, you know, there'll be other stuff. There'll be plenty of courses coming out, and some of them are going to be – a lot of them are going to be really good. But gosh, if I was down to my last $1,000, I'd be going to a seminar. Sounds like you're going to the underground. Is that accurate?
I'm up in the air. That's one of the things. I'm trying to decide whether to pull the trigger on that $2,000 or not.
Yeah. I mean, I personally, you know, if I look at the way I've built this business versus the way I built my stock market business, and And the one in the stock market, you know, it took me a long time to get to $1 million gross sales. I mean, you know, many years. And I'm talking cumulative to $1 million. I remember it probably took me 6, 7, 8 years to get to $1 million in sales. Maybe a little, maybe 5 years, I can't remember. But, and I didn't get out to seminars. I didn't meet people. I didn't create relationships. I didn't, you know, I didn't create joint ventures. And then I look at what I've accomplished in the internet marketing space where I did get out to seminars and I did meet people. It's just night and day. And I really think that being around successful people and finding mastermind partners is huge. That's another thing I would add to the thing in the next 6 months is mastermind. Find your mastermind. And because I can trace pretty much every major success I've had has been to one of my masterminds. And that's, you find those people, whether it's a formal mastermind or an informal one, you find those people at live events. In my experience, that's where I find them. You know, rarely, every now and then you might create a relationship, you know, via email or via social media, but you create them fast at live events. So to answer your question, without, you know, knowing where everyone's at, you know, everyone's, the answer's going to be individual. It's going to be, because they might have a specific need that's answered. You know, they might need to nail down pay-per-click, and you know, there might be a great pay-per-click product coming out. But in general, I think live events are they're fantastic. And and generally, it's often not the people on the stage. You know, those aren't the people that you're going to be learning from. You're going to be learning from the other attendees. So I'm a huge fan of live events, and I personally, I am going to the Underground because I think, you know, that's my favorite event. I think it's just the best event. And Yannick, I love that guy. He's just been really influential, and he treats people like absolutely like gold. So I love the Underground. So in general, I'd lean more towards live events than towards courses. Okay. That being said, there's a lot of pitch-a-thons, and there's all different kinds of live events. You know, there's workshops where you really really learn, and there's pitch-a-thons, and you know, I've been to pitch-a-thons, I've spoken at pitch-a-thons, I've sold stuff at pitch-a-thons, so they're not all bad. But you know, you got to sort of know what you're going to as well.
Okay. Last thing, and you touched on it just a little bit. If I remember right, you said that you were going to try and throw all of us PLF members into various masterminds so that we might be able to work together. Is that still in the plans?
Yep, it's coming soon. We just needed to catch our breath. But what I'll be doing is I'll be sending everyone to surveys, to a survey, and it's going to ask you about your business. And then we'll take those surveys and we'll try to and we'll try our best to form groups that are compatible. And then basically what it is, then at that point, then we'll send out emails to the individual groups introducing everyone. And then you're sort of on your own at that point. We'll also send some basic instructions on the way different masterminds I've been in. And in all honesty, those groups, you know, they're probably 50-50. 50% of them survive, and 50% of them, you know, they just don't go anywhere. But you know, we do our best to try to put people into groups that are compatible, and that will be coming in sometime in the next, I'd say in the next 2 weeks.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Greg. Okay, we've got one more call here. One more question. And this is, I don't even have a number. It's completely blocked here. So, hello, who am I talking to?
Hi, Jeff. This is Jeff Dyson. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. Good.
Good. Hey, I wanted to say thanks for doing this course again. It was excellent. This is my second time taking this course. And I don't know if you recall, we did the case study a few months back. So I appreciate the extra time that you took on the call with that as well. So
I do. And yours, were you the band instruments?
Yeah, we did
yep.
All the accessories.
Right.
Yeah,
the band accessories. That's right. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So we've done a few launches both in this market and some other markets, and some folks that I've spoken to, you know, have come back and asked me if I can help them with some of their launches, and one in particular that I just had a specific question on, because it's a market that I'm completely I've never done anything in. It's the health and fitness industry, which I'm sure a lot of people that are listening in on the call are involved in. But, you know, he came to me and he says he has a tangible good. It was actually a doctor. And he has a tangible good. It's like this powder, you know, like everything else at a GNC. And he says, you know, can you help market it and launch this and, you know, make the sales on it? So I guess, you know, my question is getting back to the basics on it. You know, how would you go about, you know, finding people to either to get them on a list or to start building, you know, a list of people who are interested in that sort of product without giving away the farm, saying, you know, this is the product that he wants to sell. And, you know, and then, you know, once you put them on the list, what would you, you know, what kind of stuff would you put in an autoresponder to keep them warm, you know, before going into some sort of a launch?
Mm-hmm. Well, first, you know, that's a market where there's a lot of pre-existing lists. So certainly maybe you don't want to go out with a full-out JV launch initially, but I think eventually you're going to want to roll it out as a JV launch. There's lots and lots of lists out there. You know, it's just sort of, you know, it's sort of standard, you know, the standard list building where you can do it, you know, via SEO by putting out content. You can do it pay-per-click. But, I mean, I think what you need is some type of a special report that you can, you know, drive people to an opt-in page and they get the special report. You know, if they opt in, and I mean, it's really, I mean, this is a basic. I think your biggest issue will be coming up to speed in terms of your knowledge of the market,
right?
Because otherwise, it's pretty standard, generic stuff, like how you do it, just like any other launch. You know, a free report, then survey them, find out, you know, what they're excited about. I mean, it's not like you have to totally keep this hidden, like, you know, we've got, you know, behind door number 3 we got something magic, but we're not going to tell you anything about it until
all right,
you know, you don't have to do that. I mean, because remember, this isn't about trickery. It's about getting the conversation going and getting them excited and answering their objections during the launch.
So I guess what I hear you saying is that still go through all of the traditional channels with putting out the blogs in multiple areas and the social networking and, you know, and list building through that market, through the health and fitness market, and then the people who are interested in that, then hit them with that offer later.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, this is certainly something that's big on Facebook. You know, you can reach those people through groups. You can reach them through advertising on Facebook. You know, I think, you know, I'm not sure what the prices are like for AdWords. I got a feeling it'd probably be fairly expensive, but I just haven't ever done anything in this market in AdWords. But they're certainly reachable there. But I try to run through it in a fairly small fashion and then go after JVs because they are out there. Those lists are out there. And those folks are totally tuned into the whole JV deal. So
awesome. Excellent. And just a word of advice, I guess, for one of the callers a few callers ago who did the SEO.
Mm-hmm.
I put together a similar course and found that the price point, exactly what you said, the $297 works a lot better than anything a bit higher. I had probably maybe 5% of the people that I had in the first launch, you know, when it was priced at $297, I maybe had, you know, 5% of that number come back, you know, later on and want to purchase something at $397 for the SEO course. So, you know, absolutely keep it at the $297 or lower. So,
okay, cool. And were you selling to like local people, or was that more like just done as an online launch, like a generic online launch?
That was more of an online launch, but it was for a niche industry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Great info. Thanks.
Well, hey, Jeff, thank you so much for all your help and for your knowledge. It's been made an absolute world of difference. So.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Cool. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, that pretty much wraps up our call. We went almost 2 hours here. And thanks for tuning in. We had some great questions today. And like I said, we've got more stuff coming for you. I'll be releasing that software. I've got some more content to release to you, more bonuses, and we'll be putting those mastermind groups together. So keep opening those emails up, and I'll keep on sending you stuff. So that's it. Thanks a lot, folks. Bye-bye.